This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. It's such a great day today. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Obviously, we're going to talk about the State of the Union last night. The State of the Union's response. I'm a proud father today. We'll discuss why. We have Ask Dr. Jesse questions on everything from... why are they so bold about talking about their politics and we're not? Joe Biden getting in trouble for Lake and Riley calling her murderer and illegal. Can nurses, even the lefty kinds, be kind? Would I take over as some sort of a cabinet member to deport illegals? Pizza? All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Obviously, we're going to begin here. Last night was the State of the Union address. Here is a little bit of what you heard last night.
Yes, I'm having difficulty controlling the volume of my voice.
Joe Biden, I don't know what drug cocktail they injected into old Papa Joe in the White House before they wheeled him into the State of the Union address, but my goodness, Joe, dial it down a couple notches for me, pal. You're at an 11? I need you at least like an 8.
We now must beat the NRA again. I'm demanding a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Pass universal background checks. None of this. I taught the Second Amendment for 12 years. None of this violates the Second Amendment or vilifies responsible gun owners.
Calm down, Joe. Look, first ask Dr. Jesse question. Dear Oracle, what do you suppose the doctors gave him before his speech to enable him to deliver such a spirited oration? Okay. Let me explain a couple things. This is a serious thing. I'm not just joking, but I noticed it. You noticed it. I watched it live, and then I did a post State of the Union show for TV, and I knew we were going to be talking about it today. And it was one of those things that was so noticeable that while I was watching it live, my phone was blowing up because I was here at the studio watching it live. My phone was blowing up by all the people in my life. I bet I had 10 text messages during the speech saying some version of, why is he shouting? Is he shouting? Hey, is he being a little too loud? What's going on? Okay, well, let me explain what's going on in a way that helps me understand it. And this is a way that's probably going to make every doctor listening cringe, because I'm definitely not one. I just act like one on Friday, but it's the best way I can explain it. Having talked to a friend who tried to explain it to me. Have you ever had no sleep or had very little sleep? Hey, Chris, you got a new baby. Ever had very little sleep? And then have you ever, in response to that, overcompensated trying to get yourself awake and ready by having too much coffee, or I realize energy drinks are a big thing today. Maybe you downed a couple Red Bulls, or who knows what I mean. You dropped the Red Bull and your triple cappuccino and you had too much caffeine. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. I certainly would have never been that irresponsible. Wink, wink. But, well, that was a lie. It has happened to me. And there are a laundry list of reasons for this, but I am not pleasant to be around in that situation. The combination of my brain being tired and foggy with injecting all those stimulants into my body, yeah, it may get me through the day, right? It may get me through, I got to drive the kids to practice or do a show, or so. It may get me through it, but I'm not going to be pleasant or content or joyful. Your body doesn't respond well to the lack of sleep, and then you compound that by dumping in a bunch of chemicals of some kind. Okay, that's you or that's me with an extra cup of coffee and 4 hours of sleep. The president of the United States of America has something mentally, whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever it is, everyone knows it, everyone can see it. Everyone who's had any experience with this in their lives, and I have, can see it a mile away. And here's what happens with these people. This is why there was so much shouting last night. It was all the time. It was an entire night of this.
Yes, I'm having difficulty controlling the volume of my voice!
And we're going to get to the GOP response in a little bit, but the reason is people who go through that, if they have to... if they have to get up for something, bringing them to a place where mentally they can get through an hour-long speech on national television can be very difficult and very dangerous. And frankly, it's difficult to land that plane. Here's what I mean. Allow me to explain. If you have, let's say it's your mother, I hope it never is, your mother, father, grandma, someone like that going through dementia or Alzheimer's, oftentimes they will be on various medications just trying to kind of even them out and get them through the day. It's just the way it works a lot. But if you're trying to get the president of the United States of America prepared for a speech like that, well, you're not just trying to get him through the day, you know, through mealtime or family night or whatever it is, whatever that person in your life's going through. He needs to perform. So what you have to do is you have to take a dementia patient or Alzheimer's or whatever it is that he has, I don't know, and you have to not just get him chemically existing, you have to get him chemically performing, meaning you have to bring him up. He is sundowning. That's why you never see him give speeches at night, let alone long speeches at night. He's not able to do so. That's when he deteriorates the most. So you have to take Joe from when he's normally at 5%, and you've got to get him at 95%, and you've got to keep him there for an hour. That's the real danger for Team Biden and his medical team. It's not that like you just have to rev him up for 5 minutes and you let him get through a quick presser and then leave. He has to stand there on camera and perform for an hour, and you can't go out there and have an intermission and juice him up with some other things 20 minutes into it when you see him fade. What I'm saying is, even though he would undoubtedly have access to the greatest doctors in the world, it's possible, and I would argue probable, that even the greatest doctors in the world cannot thread that needle. They can't land that plane in a storm. When Joe has mentally deteriorated to the point he's obviously deteriorated to, it's probably not possible to chemically bring him up, keep him up for an hour, while also keeping him understandable and sounding like a normal human being. It's why you heard so much of this.
Because I invested in family farms led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know.
What? They had him so juiced up on who knows what. I don't know what they put in him. They had him so juiced up on who knows what in the beginning that he couldn't control his shouting. And he just kept shouting more and more. And he was probably, and this is actually really sad, he was probably legitimately angry. I've seen this before when you have people going through this mentally, they get angry anyway. It's one of the sad parts about it. You get emotional, you'll lash out, you rage anyway. You try to ramp someone up like that on chemicals, you're going to make it even worse. It was sad to watch. And that's also why he started to fade so bad. It was noticeable about a half hour, 40 minutes into it. It went from a lot of this to a lot of, and that's why I'm trying to think. It was clear that the juice was running out. And look, it was bad. Yeah, it's bad. And it's not as if the contents of the speech, which we'll discuss, we're going to play some clips and things like that, but it's not as if the contents of the speech were shocking. We came on here last night, and I told you exactly what it was going to be, didn't I? Didn't I tell everyone it's going to sound much more like a partisan Democrat speech, like someone trying to get the Democrat nomination versus someone trying to win the general election? I told you it was going to be very political, very nasty, very divisive. And obviously, everyone noticed that. I mean, gosh, this is CNN.
This is the 36th of these for me, State of the Unions or presidential addresses at the beginning, first one being 1989. Never heard one so political. Never heard one that is such a campaign speech.
Yeah, and you know why. We don't have to go over it again. Told you why that was going to happen last night. I told you it was going to happen. I told you why it was going to happen. That was a big speech aimed at trying to hold his domestic base together, hold his voting coalition together. Did it work? Probably not. We'll touch on a couple other things that happened during it, along with some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We are going to address the GOP rebuttal for last night, but let's talk about, look, this is as good a time as ever to talk about our minds, right? And it's something you don't think about when you're younger. I admit, I never did. You didn't ever think about taking care of your mind. Well, you know your mind needs testosterone, fellas. You know that, right? It helps you think, helps you process information, focus, logic, your ability to think logically. You need testosterone for it. You need it for your mood, gentlemen. How often are you down? Down a lot? Sometimes you get inexplicably down. It's because your T levels are low, gentlemen. A male vitality stack from Chalk. You don't need pills. You don't need injections. You need natural herbal supplements. Ladies, same thing for you. You don't need big pharma. You need natural herbal supplements. And that's what Chalk is. They are the people I trust, the anti-communists I trust. They have the highest quality I've ever seen in my life. Chalk.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Look, you heard last night. Keep your mind right, all right? We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. There are so many questions, so many great things to get to, and we're going to get to these things. But first, let's finish up the State of the Union stuff really quickly. Okay, so it was bad. It was bad. It was partisan. It was uncomfortable. It was a lot of shouting. None of it was surprising. I told you all that was coming. The anger, the angst, the division, the only appealing to the hardcore left base. I told you all that was coming. There was an interesting moment. You remember we had that conversation last night, and we didn't come to an answer, a conclusion on it, because I don't know the answer, but heckling the president during the State of the Union. That's normally something we kind of shy away from or dislike. But it's something that happens now. They heckle our guy, we heckle their guy. Are you comfortable with that? Do you like it? You know, personally, I wouldn't do it, but I kind of like it that we have people who do it, because clearly it's effective. It's been effective for them. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was, of course, that one. She would be that one in the House of Representatives, starts yelling about Lincoln or Lakin Riley. Joe Biden then goes on, as I just did, to call her Lincoln Riley, as you'll hear. But heckling Joe about it was something he saw coming, and he went off script and didn't handle it well. Here was the moment. It's been talked about a lot today.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley. an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Okay, let's be honest. We asked the question last night, are you supportive of that kind of thing or not? Whether it makes you or I personally uncomfortable to do it, let's just be frank about this. It worked. Joe Biden, because of that heckling at the State of the Union, lost control of himself, went completely off script, really got discombobulated there. No one even knows what he's talking about at the end. Yeah, she was killed by an illegal, but that doesn't compare to the thousands of the... what was he talking about there? No one even knows what he was talking about, but it screwed him up badly enough. He had to acknowledge it on camera. It threw him off script. It even made the communists super mad today because he used that word illegal. Who's been the guy on the radio telling you to stop calling them migrants, that they do that for a purpose? Thanks, Nancy, for proving me right.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing. Okay.
He should have said undocumented. Representative Delia Ramirez came out. She's equally upset with classifying people as illegal.
El presidente dijo ilegales. Lo dijo las mismas palabras que escucho yo que dicen mis colegas republicanos. Yep. Tal vez se confundió lo que sea, pero en ese micrófono escuchar al presidente decir cuando hablando de la frontera esos ilegales se siente muy honestly disappointing.
You hear what she said there? You loco, I say? You hear what she said there? Listen to me. No, listen. She was complaining about him calling them illegal. Remember how we talk about language? Now, why does the language matter to the communist? President goes off script, calls him an illegal. Why would that bother it? Why would that bother them to the point where, look, it's not like just these two. I could run a 3-hour show tonight talking about all the lefties complaining about Joe Biden saying illegal. Why does it bother them? Language matters to the communists because the communist relies on deception at all times. He is always deceiving, always deceiving, always deceiving. If he's talking, he's lying. He's always deceiving, so he understands that he can't ever just be honest. He can't tell you just what he wants or what he's feeling, because what he wants and what he's feeling is horrific and you will reject him. Therefore, he must become the master of language. He has to stop and think and choose the correct words. Otherwise, he'll screw up and tell you the truth. That's why the communist is so focused on language. Language, language. The language they use it for a reason. They use it because it's intended to deceive. That's why the president of the United States of America screwing up, going off script, and being honest for once created an immediate response from the left. It was, oh my gosh, the president, what's he doing? He's being honest.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner, not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
Oh my gosh, he can't say that. Also, her name is Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley is actually the head football coach for the USC Trojans. And if he's passed on, I mean, rest in peace, Lincoln. Head ball coach for USC. Gone too soon. Anyway, let's discuss the GOP response, shall we, before we get to that. We talked about it last night. The Federal Bureau of Investigation with DHS creating files on American citizens. This is courtesy of the House Oversight Committee. This is not internet conspiracy stuff. We know this now. Monitoring your purchases, monitoring your social media account, tracking you, watching you. That is your federal government now. That's not some movie. That exists right now. What have you done to protect yourself, to protect your data, to protect your information, not just from criminals, but from the criminals in the government, from the corporations who are listening. Where's your cell phone sitting right now? Where's your laptop sitting? Every single electronic device like that in your life hooked up to a network needs to sit in a silent bag when it is not in use. SLNT. They are patented signal-blocking Faraday bags for everyday devices like smartphones and laptops. Protect your freaking self from these people. 15% off plus free shipping on qualifying orders at slnt.com/Jesse. It's pronounced silent, but slnt.com/Jesse. Get your stuff in a silent bag, all right? All right, the GOP response, such as it was. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to get to those here in just a moment. It's about the GOP response and State of the Union stuff. And there's so much I want to get to tonight. I want to remind you, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, now let's do this. Before we talk about Senator Katie Britt and the GOP response last night. First, you should understand I'm going to make fun of it. Second, you should understand that I don't have any overwhelming animosity towards Katie Britt, but I'm also not a huge fan. She's not near far right enough for me. I just don't know her. So this is not, whatever I say is just going to be because I'm immature and it makes you and me laugh. It's not for any other reason. So now that I put those things out there, I'm also going to make a big fat excuse for her. Probably shouldn't, but I'm going to make an excuse for her. We think people we see on television and the various roles people get on television, we consider these people to be at least trained professionals who are at ease with what they do. Don't we? Isn't that your instinct? Like when you go to a concert, let's make it about music. When you go to a concert, maybe it wouldn't be your thing. Maybe you'd be terrified. But the musician, whoever it was, who was the last musician you saw? Hank Williams Jr. I just took my wife to Hank Williams Jr. the other night. We went out and saw Hank. Hank Williams Jr., here he is, seasoned professional. He's in his 70s, been singing forever. This huge crowd was there, but he didn't have any nerves. He certainly didn't look like he had any nerves. Totally chilled out. Do you have any idea how many musicians have almost crippling stage fright? You know that Van Morrison, Van the Man, had crippling stage fright. He used to talk about how he just wanted to die backstage so he wouldn't have to go out on stage and perform. Let's talk about our politicians as well. We assume, because these people are always giving speeches somewhere, that they're at ease at all times when they're on camera. But let me just say this. There is a world of difference if you're Katie Britt from the amount of publication and eyeballs you've had on you before to being the girl. You are the woman. It is your job to give the GOP response in the country, the politically interested people anyway, the country will be watching. And so maybe that's giving her too much leniency, but I don't know what this was last night, but it was the most over-the-top, forced, Lifetime Movie Channel response I've ever heard in my entire life. What is this?
This is the United States of America, and it is past time, in my opinion, that we start acting like it. President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis.
President Biden's border policies. What is that? What is that? There's more.
I never could have imagined what my story would entail. To think about what the American dream can do across just one generation, in just one lifetime. It's truly breathtaking.
Okay, so here's the deal. I think that the GOP did what they normally do, and that's take somebody who's talented and maybe overcoach them to the point that they kind of ruined the whole thing. Katie Britt, I've heard her speak before. Again, I'm not a huge fan. I'm not an enemy, but she's a very good speaker, very eloquent, very charming. That person last night was trying to do some sort of special woman's outreach that ended up coming across so over the top and bad. And look, I will say this as well. Katie Britt is a dime. And here's the thing about dimes. Fellows know this, and all the dimes listening, they'll deny it, but they all know it too. Every single one of you dimes knows this is true. The greatest weapon, the most dangerous, powerful weapon on the planet is a dime acting upset, not angry, but acting sad in some way. Look, my wife has mastered this. She understands this. She understands that if I come home and she wants to put in hardwood floors, which she kind of wants to do. She wants to put hardwood floors in the house. And I say no, because it's too expensive. She understands if you start screaming at me, that's the wrong way to go about that. But she also understands that if she was just to use the Katie Britt voice and say, Jesse, you don't understand how hard the carpet is making it for
me. This is the United States of America. And it is past time, in my opinion, that we start acting like it. President Biden's border policies are a disgrace.
Jesse, I just need the hardwood floors. She knows that'll break me down. So maybe that's what she was going for. Either way, let me explain something to the GOP. Let me explain something. People are dying for strength in leadership right now. And even the ones who aren't dying for that, it's what they need. What we need from you is to be strong, and we need you to be leaders. I don't need empathetic wine mom telling me about how hard it is and trying to act really, really upset because she wants the hardwood floors in the house. I need lion. I need leader. I need the one who's going to take on the communists. That's what I need. That's what the country needs. And look, everyone saw it. I mean, all my emails today, they're all this. Jesse, please tell me you're going to talk about the worst rebuttal in the history of the GOP. I could not believe what I was watching. My wife was even blown away. They put some crybaby woman to talk to us like we were in kindergarten, almost tearing up every sentence. There's your commercial for chalk for women. You might need to send her some. Look, it was bad. It was bad. The whole thing reminded me of this. Here's another little bit of the Katie Britt response from last night.
Shut up. You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Here's another little bit of it. Man, that's GOP response. It's powerful.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Will you be an angel for a helpless animal? Every day, innocent animals are abused, beaten, and neglected.
Gosh. All right, shut up, focus. We have to talk about other stuff. Now, let's do say this. Kareem Nikau, I believe is how you say his last name. He is one of the brave Marines who gave his life in Afghanistan, one of the 13 who died there. And you should understand something. His brother committed suicide at his grave site. I think this is about last year. And the father of those two men, in case you're wondering who was doing the shouting at some point in time last time, it was hard to hear. And we heard there was a man doing a lot of shouting, and they arrested him. And it turns out he was the father of those two. Over here, well, here it was.
America's safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then, through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable because that was a father in pain. And I so respect that man. Because think about what that man goes through every day. Think of the anger. Think of the hatred. Having essentially two of your sons taken away from you. No human being has ever earned the right to shout at the president more than that human being was after what happened to his son. So say a prayer for that man. Support him any way we can. What can you do, right? What can you do? All right, let's move on. We have many, many, many other things. Some guy wants to know, are there good ones? Why are they so bold about injecting their politics even at work? In fact, let's talk about that specifically next. Before we talk about that, you probably also heard last night a whole lot of talk about spending, as in we're going to do a lot of it. In fact, there's nothing we can't do. We're going to invest in this. They always call it invest in. We're going to invest in this. We're going to tax you into the ground. Of course, we're going to be building ports in Gaza.
The United States is leading international efforts to get more humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Tonight, I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza.
Oh, wonderful. What money are we using for that? There's no money. They spent all of our money. It's all gone. Get a hold of Oxford Gold Group before the bubble pops. Get a hold of Oxford Gold Group because we should all be acting as if these people are trying to destroy the value of our money, because they are. Gold, silver, the only thing these people can't destroy the value of. Call 833-995-GOLD and Oxford will mail you some. They'll get it in your retirement account. You can trust these guys. These are my people and have been for a very long time. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Old President Poopy Pants had this message, too, for the trannies.
I want to protect fundamental rights. Pass the Equality Act. And my message to transgender Americans, I have your back.
That's right, trannies. He's right behind you. Dear Jesse, I own a small business, and I try to never discuss politics with my clients. Since I live in New York, a majority of them are liberal Democrats, and I, on the other hand, am not insane. Since we are not on the same page politically, I've noticed many of my clients feel the need to inject their political views in casual, non-political conversation. They say irreverent, snarky things about Trump with no justification. On the other hand, a few intelligent conservative clients don't force their opinions on me. Why do you think that is? All right, let's talk about this because there's a couple different reasons for it. First, the basis of what we believe, and when I say we, I'm lumping in everyone on the right. I understand you and I, the chances we see eye to eye on everything are about zero, and we shouldn't, right? But in general, what you believe is this, that freedom is good, right? That you as a human being, and again, we can argue a million different laws and things like that, but you believe that you should not be controlled by the government, that you should be able to live freely and make your own choices. That's what you believe, right? That at least summarizes in part what you believe, right? Well, here's why it seems like we're speaking a completely different language when it comes to the communists. The communist doesn't believe that at all. In fact, the communist believes that your freedom is a threat to everyone. I used this example before, and it's a really stupid example, so I should never use it again. But nevertheless, visually, I like it, so we're going to go with it. I want you to picture a pack of wolves, right? It's a pack of wolves. And the pack, they move as a pack, think as a pack, eat as a pack, sleep as a pack. That they are the pack of wolves. They are always together. And the pack of wolves knows that the strength of the pack is staying together. And they're so committed to staying together that if there is ever a wolf that strays, let's say the pack is running towards an elk somewhere and one of the wolves gets distracted by a rabbit that runs in front of him and he runs away from the pack, the rest of the pack will view that as being such a threat to the pack that they will then turn and attack and kill the wolf that left. They will kill any strays, and in their minds, they will justify it as being good for everyone as a whole. Your Democrat friend, your communist co-workers, the people you work with, they do not believe in leaving you alone. Everyone must become part of the pack. And the more people who refuse or the more people who leave, it's a threat to everyone. It's a threat to the pack as a whole. And therefore, anyone who chooses to leave must be dealt with not as an individual, not as a free person who believes something different. Anyone who strays from it must be dealt with as a person who is now a clear and present danger to everybody involved. Here's a better example than the Wolfpack thing. A space shuttle. We just had a space launch, right? Well, you know what happens up in space if you open up the doors, right? You can't crack the windows for a draft or everyone in the space shuttle dies. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, the people you work with, they're so willing to speak to you about their sick religion because they, in their minds, you with your freedom, you're at one of the shuttle doors in outer space trying to figure out how to unseal it and get it open. They have to stop you by any means necessary or you will doom everyone with your freedoms. That's how they look at things. That's why they can speak like this. That's why when they say things like this, it doesn't turn liberal Aunt Peggy off.
We now must beat the NRA again. I'm demanding a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Pass universal background checks. None of this.
You hear that and you recoil in horror. Are you kidding me? I'm a free American. I have a right to these things. I have to defend myself. Who does this tyrant think he is? Liberal Aunt Peggy looks at you and your rights as a threat to everything she loves. Therefore, anything that has to be done to get you to stop is justifiable in her mind. And that really leads me to the bigger point. Why is it that you have clients and the lefty clients, they'll bring, because this has happened a million times in my life. Your lefty clients will bring up politics. The righty clients will not. I've told you before about my neighbors. There aren't a lot of Democrats in our neighborhood, but everyone cringes when they show up at a neighborhood party. Why? Because we don't discuss politics. The second they get there, you see what Trump said? Can you believe this about abortion? And everyone's all, oh my gosh, what is the deal? They're religious. I know I say that a lot, and maybe you think it's just a bit for radio or being over the top. Do I need to remind you that one of these people just set himself on fire in front of the embassy in Washington, D.C. and burnt himself to death? non-religious people don't burn themselves to death. That's something religious people do. Religious zealots do that. You think your liberal Aunt Peggy is a Democrat. You think she's a liberal. Aunt Peggy is a devout follower of a religion. It is a sick, demonic religion of destruction, but it is a religion nonetheless. Are you a Christian? You ever told somebody about Jesus? Oh, it's not the same thing. To her, it is. To her, it is. The average Democrat in your life is religious. They probably profess to hate God. They do not. They have a religion. It's their sick one, but they have a religion. All right? My religion is different. It's another reason, actually, why we shouldn't support these people. Because convincing a religious zealot can oftentimes be difficult. Remember, they have to understand fear and pain. When you buy bedding, any kind of bedding, towels, whatever, slippers, you should be going to MyPillow. These gigantic big box stores who want to inject their politics and everything. Look, it's why the corporations do it too. It's the Catwoman in HR. You should be denying them your money. These corporations should feel financial pain for how much they politic and rub it in your freaking face all the time. Start patronizing MyPillow. It should be your first stop. Whether you need sheets, Giza Dream Sheets are on sale, mattresses or pillows or mattress toppers or towels, or I mean, gosh, the pajamas, dog beds, they do it all. It's your first stop. And they have huge discounts right now. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. 2 hours left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.